This is Michael Johnson, and welcome to another in our series of podcasts from Siemens Enterprise Communications. Today, we're going to be talking about the topic of mobile UC, mobile unified communications. And our guest today is Luke Roy, who's the Vice President for Mobility Enterprise at Siemens Enterprise Communications. Luke, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Michael.
Now, let's start out at the top by defining what is mobile UC.
Yeah, good question. I mean, it's used all over the world and used in a lot of different contexts. But mobile UC, or mobile unified communication, as you said, is basically the unification of the communications experience. So let me give you kind of an example. At your desk, you've got your laptop, you've got your email, you've got your phone, you may even have instant messaging, and you may even have, if you're using a presence management capability like the Siemens OpenScape, you've got presence information about yourself, but also about other users. Imagine now that you're mobile, so you're not at your desk. And how do you bring all of these applications as you are mobile? So it's about enabling these applications, whether you're mobile or your reachability information, and the value there is all about reducing costs. So a good example of this would be typically when I'm at desk, I can take a call, I can make a conversation, whether it's instant messaging and so on. But when I'm on the road, I don't have this. So it's about how do I manage this constantly changing and mobile environment so I still have that same experience.
So, Luke, why is mobile unified communications or mobile UC important to me if I'm, say, a CEO?
Especially important if you're a CEO or any C-level for that matter. So let's talk about the CEO's perspective. Today's environment is so competitive. It doesn't matter if you're making popcorn, you're making coffee, you're manufacturing products to be shipped internally within North America or externally. There's competition all over the world because it's basically the global village. So therefore, the ability to make decisions and to get in touch with people when you need to, when you're mobile, is so important because it will have an impact on the bottom line. Faster response time, if you need to collaborate with users, for example, you just received a call, you need to make a quick decision, you're in the airport, and if you had presence management, you can see the availability of two other people as an example that you need to make a decision with, and now you can click on them saying, we need to talk now. And then you wait maybe a minute or two. By the time you get the responses saying, we are available, you click, you get the conference call, or basically you start the conference call and a system calls out these people for you. And that's what mobile UC, unified communication, gives you, the ability to make faster decisions, access to information much faster. And why is it so important? Because everybody's mobile to some degree. And you need to make decisions and have access to even the corporate directory, something sometimes that we lack. So therefore, to a CEO's perspective, you can have an organization that can make these decisions much quicker, which actually drives at the bottom line higher productivity and probably even better revenue.
So sticking at that C level, why would mobile UC be important to me as a CIO?
The CIO probably has a totally different perspective, although bottom line is always important to any C-level. But to a CIO, if you don't really implement a mobile UC strategy, what's going to happen is that some people will actually go out and start solving these issues by themselves. And next thing you know, you'll have a mismatch of different capabilities and different software and different appliances. And it's going to be kind of a mishmash of all kinds of solutions. If you start with a strategy right up front, this will make the world of difference to a CIO because now you don't have as many security risks. You've got a strategy in place. Also, it's so much easier to manage because, one, for example, you may actually decide on a strategy for personal devices, for handhelds. What happens if a handheld is lost with a lot of important information? So you want to have a strategy for that. And at the end of the day, all of this will ease management and the total cost of deployment and ownership becomes much more effective. And the reason why it's so important is because people are mobile, employees are already thinking of a way to be mobile. So you, as a CIO, you definitely want to put a strategy in place as soon as possible.
So looking at that strategy, what are some of the key elements of, say, a mobile unified communication deployment?
Yeah, I mean, Michael, that is a good question. And the reason for that is because somebody who's thinking, geez, how do I do mobile UC? You got to peel the onion and start looking at what would you do initially. So the first thing you want to think of is, because it's real-time communication, you want to have a communication protocol that is standards-based, that you can live with and is a strategic for medium and long term. And that protocol is SIP, S-I-P, Session Initiation Protocol. So you want to have a strategy that involves SIP. So the first thing to do is you got to have a communication server that supports SIP. SIP is great because not only it can support voice, it also supports video, it also supports messaging. So this is your unifier in terms of a switching engine for unifying communication. So that's the first thing you want to do. Once that's in place, or maybe even in parallel, the next thing you want to plan on is putting in wireless LAN inside your enterprise. Because if a user's mobile, they're not only going to be mobile when they're driving in their car or in an airport, but they're also going to be mobile within the office. So most people listening here today will probably have a wireless LAN implementation. There's actually some data that shows at least more than 85% of enterprises have already got some form of wireless LAN. But what you want to do now is revisit your wireless LAN and examine, could you implement 802.11n, which, by the way, is ready to implement today. So it gives you six times the performance. The other thing you want to verify is, can you support voice? Is it designed for voice? Is it designed for voice in case of even a failure of an access point? So therefore, you're going to have dynamic radio management that can actually increase power when such a failure occurs. Also, you're going to be doing video, believe it or not. So you need a mechanism to do call and mission control for voice, video, and data, because all of these applications have different requirements. So therefore, you need a wireless LAN infrastructure that is ready to support voice and video. And of course, because you're going to be moving towards an all-wireless enterprise, it's important to have a solution that's also highly available. Step three is, you should seriously consider having an FMC solution. And what we refer to that is fixed mobile convergence, the ability to roam from a Wi-Fi network, so a wireless LAN network, to a cellular network. Michael, you're probably thinking, why do I really need that? The reason that I probably would prefer doing this is because I can have a cellular phone that's dual mode, and when I'm on the wireless LAN, well, I don't use up any cellular minutes, so I save money. When I'm on the cellular side, well, guess what? My identity of that cellular phone, of that dual mode phone, is my desktop phone, which means it's my extension. So I can do five-digit dialing from anywhere in the world, or anybody can actually call me using my extension number, and I am reachable anywhere in the world. The same way that when I'm calling people, it doesn't matter where I am on the wireless LAN or off the wireless LAN somewhere on the cellular, I can actually call someone, and my identity, my caller ID, will show my business number. So again, I have this one-number service, one-number voicemail, and being able to also seamlessly roam from Wi-Fi to cellular with no interruption. So there's a lot of value to this. Once you've got that in place, which is not a big piece, not very expensive, then I go to the final step, which is now I can select the type of dual-mode device that I want. Also, that's when I need that mobile UC client to give me, I was saying before, presence management, to have the one-number service, being able to look at the company directly, see people's availability, being able to start conference calls when I needed to, and provide all of those capabilities. And now, finally, that fourth step is when I do have unified communication at the palm of my hand, which is basically on my handheld. And those are the four steps.
That's mobile unified communication, mobile UC, and that's kind of a broad term. You know, we're talking about this access to have this unified communication applications, instant messaging, presence, as you were saying, the corporate directory, all of that at our desk and in a stationary office as much as we have it on the road. Now, you want to go back to that first scenario where we talked about your worker, Joe, and you're mobile, you know where he is, you can look at the screen, you can be on your laptop, on your telephone, you can see his presence. presence, his preferred method of contact, all of that. And you can, in a very short amount of time, establish how you can get a hold of him. So does that mean if an organization, say, implements Yahoo Messenger, for example, and that can show presence, you know, you can put that on everybody's smartphone as well. Doesn't that make mobile unified communication or mobile UC right there?
The answer is no. Let me explain. What you want is a enterprise-specific solution, not because the application is non-enterprise. It's because you want to have a solution that revolves around your main communication engine. When we're thinking of calling someone in my identity, it's the PBX. So therefore, you want to have a solution that is PBX-based. Even though Yahoo Messenger and other solutions offer you messaging, you'll have a different identity for when you use Yahoo Messenger or even Google. And in an enterprise, imagine if, for example, in my case, luke.roy@siemens.com, that is my single identity, or my extension is my single identity in the business and even outside. And that's why you want to unify this. Some users may already decide to implement such things, which actually are privy to issues regarding security. That's why you want a unified solution, just like you can have a carrier solution for FMC, but then you most likely lose your identity as your telephone number, and now instead of being your business number, your PBX number, your cell number is now becoming your primary number. And a lot of CIOs have actually expressed to me that they dislike that approach because, one, they want to, of course, unify everything, but also when somebody leaves, they may leave with their phone number, their cellular number, which means that any future business will go through the employee that actually left the company instead of somebody externally or customer who would try to call this particular individual who may have left the company. You want them to be calling your business number so somebody else can actually take action and hopefully a sales opportunity. It's a good question. It's a good little curveball what you send to me, but this is a good example of other ways of doing things, and that's why you want to unify this. And is it ready today to be done? Absolutely. For example, with Siemens, in fact, is probably the only vendor that can offer the entire end-to-end solution from SIP-based PBXs, for example, or 4000 or 8000, iPath 8000. We also have the wireless LAN for iPath Wireless. We also have our FMC solution, which is iPath Mobile Connect, which was actually the first to have seamless roaming in the industry. And then you also have our OpenScape unified management system, who basically also provide you the client for RIM, for Symbian, for Windows Mobile, and more to come as we go along. And all of this solution basically runs on our OpenScape unified communication server, which was launched earlier this year. So it is possible to do this today. So what I advise people is start with the proper planning. We can definitely help you as Siemens. One of the things we do well is also on the services side. We can offer you professional services, managed services, hosted services, and even implementation services. And you can pick one of the two, but either way, we can help you succeed with a mobile UC solution.
In small to medium companies, you have different kinds of mobile workers that have different kinds of needs. Now, you mentioned OpenScape Mobility before. Does this OpenScape Mobility platform address these different needs of different mobile workers?
Absolutely. We've actually identified different degrees of mobile workers. You've got the wireless desk jockey, which is a person that's typically in the office but basically walks all over the place. So this, in this example, OpenScape UC client with iPath Wireless will do well. The same thing with the corridor wanderer, but if it's somebody that's often walking and they need to have access to their phone, then our WL2 Wi-Fi phone would do really well with, again, the iPath Wireless. Telecommuters, so this is somebody that goes within the office to outside and they travel a bit. And when I say a bit, if they travel, I would say more than 10% of the time, then they would definitely be a telecommuter. In this particular case, you probably want a wireless LAN solution using iPath Wireless. But also, that's where Mobile Connect plays in, because now the phone number, that single identity, single one-number service, will follow you whether you're on the Wi-Fi or the cellular. And then you've got your world traveler. And the world traveler, by all means, they're definitely one that requires, just like a telecommuter, the wireless LAN and the Mobile Connect for roaming. But also, the OpenScape UC would be extremely important both the client and the voice portal, because you would be weeks away from the office, and not being able to have immediate access to these people is definitely important. And then if you're just a sales road warrior, in other words, somebody who doesn't really have an office, but you're always on the road, you may not need the wireless LAN bit. But what you do want is an OpenScape UC client and voice portal. So that way you can still have that single identity. You may not need a dual mode phone. Maybe a single mode phone is going to be good enough, but you want to be integrated with the SIP communication server to be able to have access to the one number service, one voicemail, and all the presence management tools with instant messaging and so on. So those would be the different levels, and those listeners can probably identify who these people are. And you'll see that there's some parts of the solution are required for different types of users. So you can do your planning for that.
So, Luke, can OpenScape Mobility really help, say, an IT manager, the IT department? And maybe we can take a look at mobile UC from that particular perspective.
Michael, the answer is yes. And the reason for that is all the parts that I've talked about basically sit in the data center. And all the management is done centrally. So from a deployment perspective, you can actually deploy these controllers centrally. And then as you deploy, for example, the wireless LAN, the access point, either remotely or locally on campus, you've got all that central management to be able to do the configuration of each of these pieces. The same way with the client side, we actually highly recommend that you use a device manager. The one that we recommend is Nokia's device manager called IntelliSync. And in this particular case, again, you centralize all the components. It's so much easier for an IT manager to manage this mobile UC, and you can actually do remote over-the-air, basically, management of software. You can actually zap a phone, meaning that you can delete all of its content if it's lost. So everything is done centrally. So like I said, you want to do a good planning job in planning mobile UC. There's a lot of different components involved. There's a lot of interconnection between these components. But if you've got a strategy and you plan this ahead of time, not only will it save you time and make your life easier, but you will be able to provide a much faster return on your investment.
We've been talking today about mobile unified communication, or mobile UC. Luke Roy has been my guest, and he is the Vice President of Mobile Enterprise at Siemens Enterprise Communications. Luke, it's been great having you on the podcast today. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.